Well, mighty God, we pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the social, cultural and economic well-being of our rural city. Help us to be wise in our deliberations and fair in our actions so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. The Horsham Rural City Council acknowledges the five traditional owner groups of this land, the Wachabolic, Wagaya, Jabbagog, Jadwa and Jawajali people. We recognise the important and ongoing place that all Indigenous people hold in our community. We pay our respects to the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. Well, good evening. Welcome, councillors, staff, members of the public, and also the media to our council meeting tonight. My name is Councillor Mark Radford, the Mayor of the Horsham Rural City Council. And I advise that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive, which will be available on the Horsham Rural City Council website as soon as possible. Please note that this meeting is being streamed live on the internet. Councillors participating in this meeting by electronic means will be taken to be present and part of the quorum for the meeting, provided that they can hear proceedings, that they can see and be seen by other members in attendance, and they are able to speak and be heard by those in attendance. I'll now ask each councillor individually to confirm this. Councillor Clark, can you please confirm that you can see and hear other members in attendance and that you are able to speak?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Grimble.
Confirm all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Goulburn.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Koenig.
Confirm, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Power.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Robinson.
Confirm both, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Moving now to item four, there are no apologies for tonight's meeting. Number five, are there any requests for leave of absence? Number six is the confirmation of minutes. The minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Monday the 21st of September 2020. And I'd ask this evening, councillors, when you move a motion, if you could please read it. Thank you. Would someone like to move that, please? Moved by Councillor Robertson.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the minutes emanating from the council meeting of the Horsham Rural City Council held online and live streamed at 5:30 p.m. on the 21st of September 2020 be adopted with one amendment, Mr. Mayor.
Keep going, Councillor Robertson.
Mr. Mayor, the motion in relation to the five dot points in relation to city to river and the dissension motion records you as abstaining from voting, but under the Local Government Act 2020, section 615E, for the purpose of determining the result of a vote, a councillor present at the meeting who does not vote is to be taken to have voted against the question. Mr. Mayor, part of my motion is that the record show that you abstained, that you voted against the motion, which was in relation to the dissent motion, which related to the splitting up of the dot points into separate items for discussion.
Okay, I'll just make sure that Miss Kelly's got that correctly. You happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Seconder for the motion, please. Councillor Grimble. Are there any speakers or people against the motion? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Moving now to item number seven, which is conflict of interest. Are there any declarations of conflicts of interest? Thank you. Number eight is public question time. There are no questions for tonight's meeting. Thank you. Number nine is officers' reports. 9.1, proposed road discontinuance and sale of land in James Street, Horsham. The purpose of this report is to declare its intention to discontinue the road adjoining 1 James Street. And there's a four-part recommendation there, councillors.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Clark, would you like to read it for us, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That Council 1, acting under Section 12 of the Road Management Act 2004, Victoria, resolve that the road shown highlighted in red in Appendix 9.1A to this report, being referred to as the Road on Plan of Subdivision LP 8532, be discontinued as a road on the basis that the road is no longer reasonably required for general public use. 2, commence the statutory procedures pursuant to Clause 3 of Schedule 10 and Section 1894 of the Local Government Act 1989 to consider discontinuing the road, and that public notice of the proposed discontinuance of the road being given in the local paper and on Council's website. 3, consider any submissions and hear and consider any submitters requesting to be heard under Section 223 of the Local Government Act 1989 and Section 56 of the Local Government Act 2020 at a time and place to be fixed. 4, note that following any hearing and consideration of submissions, or if no submissions are received, a report will be provided advising of the proceedings and seeking a decision on whether or not to proceed with the sale of land.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Someone like to second that, please? Seconded by Councillor Golden. Thank you. Is the motion opposed, or does any councillor wish to speak? Councillor Grimble wishes to speak. Councillor Clark, it's over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I just have some questions rather than wishing to oppose or speak to the motion.
Sure, okay. We'd like to ask you questions, Councillor Grimble.
Yes, please, before we take the debate, if that's okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I noticed in the body of the report, in the background, it talks about a council resolution to sell the land was made on the 4th of February 2008. So I suppose my first question is, we do have a resolution which outlines a procedure to sell this land. So what do we do with that particular resolution? I believe even though it's a period of time, it still has some validity. And the other question I've got is, given the fact that this has been action as far back as 2007, 2008, I suppose, why wasn't this followed through and the council resolution actually completed and finalised? So it's two questions there.
Right, thank you. Might throw it to Mr. Martin. Do you have a comment, please?
Well, Mr. Harrison's staff member's report, but first, I think the issue about the time period, the view was that it's not necessarily reasonable to consider that the public consultation that occurred 12 or 13 years ago would still be current. I think the second question related to why wasn't it dealt with earlier. Previous officers who have long time left council and was not followed up as any matter of record for others to follow up.
All right, thank you. Mr. Harrison, did you have a comment?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Obviously, the process wasn't finished by advertising in the Government Gazette. And the assumption on that was that at the time, perhaps there was an agreement reached. So it's unable for us to determine that at this point. But the logical thing is to proceed with the process again and make sure everybody's properly able to make submission.
Thank you. Any further questions, Councillor Grimble?
Mr. Mayor, I understand the principle and the rationale behind the report, and I support the officer's recommendation moved by Councillor Clark. But I suppose I'll come back to my questions from a procedural perspective. We've got a council resolution which was made on the 4th of February 2008. And I believe that we should do something with that resolution to make sure that it is actually rescinded or removed or somehow addressed, rather than just, well, maybe someone can tell me, another motion supersedes an old motion, but I believe that maybe a supplementary motion or some other motion to deal with, indeed, the motion that was made on the 4th of February 2008 procedurally should address where we're going. That might be a question to either Mr. Harrison or the CEO. The recommendation from the officers doesn't actually deal with the resolution we've got dating back 2008.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Bower, did you want to comment?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So, yeah, one option is, Council, just add another dot point to note that there was a previous council resolution to discontinue this road. So I think you noted then at least the closing the loop, because this is actually starting a fresh process after obviously 10, 12 years. So yeah, adding a dot point won't hurt, I think. Yeah.
So would you be happy with that, Councillor Grimble? And perhaps we call it a form of amendment, you'd add a dot point?
Yeah, I think procedurally that addresses my issue, Mr. Mayor. And I think it deals with the old resolution that was back in February 2008.
So, dot point five, we will...
Would you like me to suggest the wording for that, Councillor Grimble? I mean, I can suggest the wording for that.
Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate that.
So maybe what we should do is just make this dot point one, and we just say that Council note that there was a Council resolution in... We don't have the exact date, so we'll have to find the date. There is the date. On the 4th of February 2008, to discontinue 1 James Street, or the land adjoining 1 James Street. So I think that should cover it, because everything else is sort of self-explanatory. So I think that should cover it.
You happy with that, Councillor Grimble?
Yeah, that's fine.
Councillor Clark, are you happy with that?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so we might do, I will call for speakers just the completeness of this. So Councillor Clark, you'd like to go first?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This just tidies up one of the many streets that are behind houses, behind properties that end up just growing weeds and causing problems for the neighbours. So this just tidies up one of the many. These little alleyways were used by the night collectors years ago, and they're just left there over many, many years. But they are an issue that we need to deal with step by step if people wish to buy them, or we need to get rid of them one way or another, because they are just a nuisance for most people. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Goulburn, I forgot to ask you if you're happy for that alteration. Are you happy for that alteration?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Would you like to speak to it?
Just in relation to what was already said, for me it's just a space that it's not large enough that Council can use it in any way that's going to be functional. So for it to go to the resident at a cost that's agreed upon, then I think that's a good resolution to occur.
Okay, thank you. Are there any speakers against the recommendations? Are there any other speakers? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. Okay, 9.2 is the quarterly performance report, April to June 2020. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the quarterly performance report for the 3 months to the 30th of June 2020. For the recommendation there, councillors. Someone like to move that? Councillor Goulburn, thank you. If you'd like to read it out, please. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Mayor. My computer's just having a bit of a glitch, so I might get someone else to read it, please.
OK. Okay. Someone else like to read it, please? Councillor Clark.
Thank you. That Council receive and note the quarterly performance report for the 3 months to June, 30th of June 2020.
Okay, and so that was moved by Councillor Golvin, giving you the thumbs up. Would someone like to second that? All right, Councillor Power, okay. Is the motion opposed or does any councillor wish to speak? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against, that's carried. Thank you. We move now to item 9.3, which is the annual finance accounts. The purpose of this report is to seek in principle approval to the final audited financial and performance statements with a two-part recommendation there, councillors. Someone like to move that? Councillor Koenig's move it. Could you read it, please, Councillor Koenig?
No problem. I move the recommendation that Council 1 give in principle approval to the financial and performance statements for 2019-20 and authorise their submission to the Victorian Auditor General's Office. Number 2, authorise the Mayor, Councillor Mark Radford, and Councillor David Grimble to certify the statements in their final form after any changes recommended or agreed to by the auditors have been made pursuant to Section 132 of the Local Government Act 1989.
Thank you. Would someone like to second that, please? Seconded by Councillor Power. Thank you. Is the motion opposed or does any councillor wish to speak? That being the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. 9.4, the councillor and staff interaction policy. The purpose of this report is to adopt the councillor and staff interaction policy with a recommendation there. Would someone like to move that?
Mr. Mayor, I'll move an alternate motion if I may, please.
Councillor Grimble.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to move that council refer the draft councillor and staff interaction policy to the new incoming council.
All right, I'll just wait till Fiona's typing that. She's got the thumbs up. Would someone like to second that, please? Seconded by Councillor Robertson. Thank you. Is the motion opposed or does any councillor wish to speak? Councillor Clark. Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I note the council and staff interaction policy is produced for our assessment, adopt or review tonight is on the agenda. But again, Mr. Mayor, this is a policy that this council should leave to the new council to review. It talks about how we interact with the staff, and I believe that a lot of it is relatively straightforward. But the development of this policy should have a review of the new incoming council. I believe we should create that opportunity. So this is relatively straightforward, Mr. Mayor. The new council will be sworn in once the election process is unfolded and the declaration of the poll, and those councillors are sworn in, and they can adopt their own councillor staff interaction policy for the commencement of the new council term. So I encourage councillors' support to referring this policy in draft format to the new incoming council. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The comment I have is that the current document doesn't clarify the roles and responsibilities and the differences between the council and the CEO, which would contribute to a better document. Another document that's been forwarded to us by a member of the community, Mr. Brian Beauchamp, who's a candidate, relates to the Wyndham City Council document, which, whilst being a 2014 document, is held up as being a very good example of an interaction policy, and it also includes commentary, Mr. Mayor, on emails. So I think this, as Councillor Grimble said, this should be left to the new council, and it is certainly relatively straightforward. But what's put up could be substantially improved and provide much greater clarity. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Are there any speakers against the motion? Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is our responsibility until the election, the day before the election, that we actually continue our work as council. This is an important document, and one of the really interesting things is a lot of people don't understand how important this is and how serious this is. And I think to have a clear policy now is really good for the new councillors coming in, that they can really see that the clear definition between strategic and operational, and that it is illegal for councillors to actually direct staff. It is a very serious offence under the Act that councillors cannot direct staff. I think to have a clear policy that this new council can walk in, clearly understand, clearly articulate the difference between those two things, that, and look, this council has been extremely lenient over the years in the way that we allow councillors to talk to the directors. In a lot of other councils, they're not allowed to. They're only allowed to talk to the CEO. We have a more lenient approach where our officers understand that councillors need to have more clarity on certain issues, but they also understand that we cannot direct them to do things. But you talk to other staff members as a councillor, and it can be perceived that you are directing them even if you're not. It's one of the first things I was told in 2002 when I first became a councillor, that you've got to be so careful as a councillor that you do not direct staff. I was told that, you know, sometimes we think we're just having a chat with a staff member, but they might think, oh, gee, that person's a councillor. You know, I better do what they say. And so we've got to be very careful in this position. And I think it's far better that the new council have a clear direction through this policy of what their roles and responsibilities are and how they are to act and behave with other staff. It is our duty to make sure that they understand that they don't put their foot in it very quickly. And they've got enough to learn when they first become councillors, it is, all the policies and procedures they have. At least with this one, we can have it sitting there for them so they do understand and don't get themselves into trouble early on in their term as a councillor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think it's our responsibility to pass this policy now.
Thank you. Any speakers for the motion? Are there any other speakers? I've got to say, I see this both from two angles. And one of the things...
Councillor Pauly, there's to say.
One of the things I see is that the new council is going to have a heck of a lot of work to do when they first come on board. And although I'm on the other side of the coin, Councillor Clark, I do believe our Council of Code of Conduct is very clear about those drawing the lines. And the way I read this report, which has been presented, is this is largely a staff document rather than guiding councillors. So I'm sort of a bit of a bob each way, I think. Councillor Power, I think you were going to speak. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just in relation to the matter, like the new council, when they go in, will have a hell of a lot to pick up, hell of a lot to learn. I believe as a council now, as we are leaving in the next month, that we leave something there that they can actually grasp onto and look at, read through and understand, where they don't have to make a decision in relation to how they work with staff. It'll be there set for them, which is, I think, to be really good. This is done, I believe, in the last, during our council period. So why would we go back to something that was created back in 2014? I just don't understand that. I believe we're moving forward. We have moved forward. We've got a document that's been done in the last, could be 12 months, 2 years. I don't see the point in going backwards and going back to 2014.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other speakers? Councillor Grimble, do you want to wrap up, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to pick up your very valid point in the comment that you make. And in the body of the report, it talks about consultation, community engagement. I read the single line. It said the draft policy has been developed by the governance team and the governance relations and advocacy team in consultation with the executive management team, Mr. Mayor. There's no discussion around councils being involved in the development of this policy. Yet this policy very clearly outlines how we're going to interact between the councils and the staff. That's the very first point. It is staff focused and it's designed around hopefully how they would like to engage with the councillors. Mr. Mayor, for the new incoming council to really understand how serious and how strategic and how legal this is, picking up on Councillor Clark's comments, the best way for them to appreciate any policy is indeed being part of the development and the review of the policy. And if they're part of a review of the policy, part of the development of the policy, they'll accept it, they'll understand it, and they'll appreciate it better. Mr. Mayor, by referring this to the new council, doesn't take this council or the new council backwards. What it does is it creates an opportunity for the new council to understand the policy, review the policy, and accept the policy for the next 4 years. At the moment, when you read the Office of Report, clearly it says it's developed by the governance team, the community relations and advocacy team, in consultation with the executive management team. Mr. Mayor, we as the councillors, whether the outgoing councillors or the new incoming councillors, are part of that conversation. We've had no direct input into the development of this policy. I pick up your very point, Mr. Mayor, and I thank you for raising it. Councillors, I'd encourage you to allow the new council to develop the policy. There's enough checks and balances through an induction process for a new council. They'll be, when sworn in, they'll sit down and they'll go through the council code of conduct. No doubt before they conduct any business, there'll be opportunities for the CEO and the executive management team to talk to their responsibilities and make sure that they don't do anything illegal, that they don't do anything that's out of their responsibility. And I encourage councillors that you provide that opportunity for the new incoming council. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion now. All those in favour? Against? Motion's carried. Thank you. We move now to item 9.5, which is the Financial Hardship Support Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note an update on requests for financial relief for council rates and other charges due to COVID-19. With a motion there. Recommendation there, I should say. Would someone like to move that? Moved by Councillor Goulburn, thank you. Councillor Goulburn, would you like to read it, please?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. That Council receive and note the Financial Hardship Support Report.
Thank you. Would someone like to second that, please? Seconded by Councillor Koenig. Is the motion opposed or does any councillor wish to speak to the motion? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. We move now to item 9.6, which is the request for inclusion on Council's street name list for Ferguson. The purpose of this report is to approve the inclusion of the name Ferguson for Council's street naming list. With a recommendation there, councillors.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Clark. Could you read it, please?
That Council endorse the inclusion of the name Ferguson to the Council's street name list.
Thank you. Would someone like to second that, please? Councillor Grimble, thank you. Is the motion opposed or would any council like to speak? I'd like to speak. So, Councillor Clark, if you can kick off, please.
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. I've known Mr. Ferguson and Mr. Perry for many, many years, and I think it was stated last time we talked about it that Mr. Ferguson would have his name on just about every subdivision in Horsham, and the work that he's done for this community has been enormous. He's worked with many clubs and organisations over the years and contributed to this community greatly. He's a local person, went away to school and then worked away for a bit and then came back to his hometown, and he's been a wonderful contributor, and it'll be really nice to see his name on a sign and a street named after this man. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Grimble.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Happy to support the recommendation very glowingly. As Councillor Clark mentioned, the Ferguson name has certainly rang loud and true with a lot of residential industrial development over a period of time in the execution of his duties as a surveyor, and it's really appropriate. This name's certainly appropriate to put on the list. I just hope that we can start to draw down on that list. It's now over 60 names, and I'd like to think that maybe there'd be an opportunity to, with some of the ongoing residential development, that maybe some of those names could be themed somehow, and there could be an opportunity to create and encourage some of the property developers to use some of these names. But Noel Ferguson, he's well known. He's certainly been involved in service clubs and sporting clubs and through his professional life. And it's a great addition that would be on for the family, and indeed the appropriate thing for all that knew him in his professional sporting and community service that this be included on the list and hopefully come to fruition in the not too distant future. Happy to support it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Grimble. I just wanted to say that you've both touched on what I was thinking. This, I think it's historically significant that we do put this name on the list, and we can see that it is proposed to be using it in the not too distant future. And so I think from Horsham's historical point of view and the family's point of view, and also the links with this council, that we acknowledge Mr. Ferguson and his work. I think also it is a bit of a trigger, and I'm not sure whose brief this will be. It might be Mr. O'Brien's portfolio, but I think it would be really good that maybe the new council can have a look at updating our book, which explains all our street names. We do have one, which was created back in the 80s, and but there's been a heck of a lot of additions since then. Whether that's a project for the Historical Society, I'm not sure, but it would be something that maybe the council could look at doing. But back to the decision tonight, I'm happy to support the inclusion of Mr. Ferguson's name. Are there any other speakers at all? That being the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. We move now to item 9.7, which is the Economic Development Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Economic Development Report for August 2020 with a recommendation to councillors. Would someone like to move that? Moved by Councillor Koenig. Thank you. Councillor Koenig, could you read it for me, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the recommendation that council receive and note the Economic Development Report for August 2020.
Thank you. Would someone like to second that, please? Second by Councillor Power. Is the motion opposed, or does any councillor wish to speak? That being the case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against?
Mr. Mayor, before you do...
Yes, Mr. Councillor Grimble.
Yeah, sorry. I don't wish to speak, but I just would like to create an opportunity for... Mr. O'Brien, to make a couple of comments in relation to the last economic development report of this council, and maybe flesh out any critical comments in the report that he might like to make.
Right, good. Thank you. Mr. O'Brien.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I suppose the report highlights, first of all, we look at that exciting opportunity in Bailey Street with the service departments. So that's currently... going through receiving any comments back from the community around that proposed development. So that's certainly a project which has created a lot of interest. And I think overall, even though we've had a, obviously going through COVID, there's been some positive planning interest in the municipality. I was speaking to our town planner, who's saying he's had more applications processing the last 9 months and the previous 12 months. So on top of COVID and those circumstances, it's great to see interest in Horsham and the municipality. And it's also shown out in some of the recent openings within the CBD as well. So it's great to see some activity happening amongst some some of the most challenging times of experience for the economy, certainly certain parts of the economy across the board. So the report also highlights the business support that's occurring through COVID, including the COVID grants. And we're just about to go through our second list of applications being finalised for COVID 19 grants, and there's been significant interest again in those grants, and communities really and businesses are on the front foot as far as those opportunities that have been provided through council as part of the budget process. The report also outlines our engagement across different businesses as far as COVID is concerned. I suppose a key thing in relation to strategic planning is some of the work being done around the Horsham South structure plan with webinars and so forth in relation to particularly around direct landholders, and that work's continuing through our strategic planning area. It was interesting to see electrical vehicle charging station now being finalised in the Baylor Street alongside the childcare centre with that initiative happening. We are also advancing work, and this was discussed previous council briefing regarding a Grampians resident attraction strategy to look at ways to encourage more residents to come into the region as well. So there's some of the key highlights that have been outlined in the August report.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien.
Before you continue on with taking the vote, I just wonder, under infrastructure development, the livestock roofing project is listed there. I wonder if Mr. Martin would make a comment and a brief outline of on that particular project, please.
Well, thank you. Mr. Martin.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The roof on the livestock exchange is, to all intents and purposes, complete. Just the final dotting the I's and crossing the T's with the building survey in relation to building and fire regulations, and it's all come together very well in terms of delivery of the job and time frame and budget. So it's looking great. Unfortunately, we're not inviting the public out to attend sales, but it's effectively complete, and we hope to have some sort of an event to note that in the not too distant future, Mr. Mayor.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Martin. Anything else, Councillor Grimble? Okay, I will create the opportunity for Councillor Koenig to speak, and also Councillor Power, if anyone else wants to as well. Councillor Koenig, did you have anything you wanted to say?
I didn't at this time, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Right, thanks. Councillor Power? No, any other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. We move now to item 9.8. which is the Planning Policy Framework Translation. Purpose of this report is to endorse the translation of the Horsham Planning Scheme into the new Planning Policy Framework, also known as the PPF, which has been introduced by the State Government through Amendment VC148, with a three-part recommendation there, Councillors. Would someone like to move that, please? Okay, I'm happy to move it. That Council endorsed the draft translation of the Horsham Planning Policy Framework in accordance with the new Victorian Government format as proposed by DELWP. Number two, consent under Section 20-5 of the Planning Environment Act 1987, the Act to the Minister for Planning Preparation and Approving, Planning, Preparing and Approving an Amendment to the Horsham Planning Scheme without exhibition under Section 20-4 of the Act, to implement the Horsham Planning Policy Framework translation. And number three, note the delegation of the Chief Executive Officer to consider any necessary minor administrative changes in the new translated Horsham Planning Policy Framework. Would someone like to second that, please? Seconded by Councillor Clark. Is the motion opposed, or does any councillor wish to speak? Councillor Grimble wishes to speak, that's fine.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Certainly, Councillor Grimble. Could you ask a question now, please?
Yes, certainly, Mr. Mayor. The question I've got is, in the appendancy, it lists the municipal planning strategy as a draft document. And as we know, it's got a lot of current documentation through that. My understanding is that document's not up for review. This is just a translation of the planning scheme into a new policy framework. Is that correct? Or is there an opportunity to review the municipal planning strategy before we sign off on this particular document?
You'll ask Mr. O'Brien to comment, please.
Through Mr. Mayor, Councillor Grimble is correct. This is not reviewing the municipal strategic statement. That'll be done at a later stage. This is about the translation of the planning scheme into, as a result of the amendment VC148. So it's about the administration around simplifying and streamlining the planning schemes across Victoria, rather than, and basically it's referred to as the translation involves a policy neutral update, so it doesn't impact on anything within the municipal strategic statement.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Grimble?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have no opposition to the resolution. No further questions.
Yeah, thank you. And Mr. O'Brien, I'll just confirm with you that the local planning scheme will actually be reviewed by the new council. I think it's either late next year or the year after. Is that right?
Through Mr. Mayor, yes, that is correct.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Are there any other speakers? Put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. We move now to item 9.9, Category 1 Aquatic Facility Fees. The purpose of this report is to seek council approval of the new Category 1 Aquatic Facility Fees for registration under the Public Health and Wellbeing Regulations 2019. With a recommendation there, councillors, if someone would like to move that, please. Moved by Councillor Golvin. Could you read it for me, please, Councillor Golvin?
Yep. The council, as required by Section 72 of the Public Health and Wellbeing Act 2008, adopt Category 1 aquatic facility fee for the amount of $310 per annual registration.
All right, good. Thank you. Would someone like to second that, please? Seconded by Councillor Koenig. Good. Thank you. Is the motion opposed, or does any councillor wish to speak? That being the case, I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Carried. I think Councillor Grimble, you've highlighted something. I think what I should say is the motion opposed? Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion, or does any councillor have any questions? If I had those three things, because it is a bit hard to monitor otherwise. So that does create the opportunity for people to ask questions. So, okay, that's good. I think we'll do that, Fiona. Thank you. Okay, we'll keep marching.
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Power.
Just a question in relation to the outdoor swimming pool whichever director will answer the question. I believe outdoor pools are open. When will outdoor pool open?
Okay. Mr. O'Brien, would you like to answer that, please?
Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure how that relates to this item.
Okay. What we might do, Councillor Power, the Aquatic Centre minutes of the Aquatic Centre Advisory Council are coming up shortly. And that was one of the questions I was going to ask. So if you can sit on it for now, and we'll come back to it. And that's fine. Thank you. Okay. 9.10, the Audit and Risk Committee. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the minutes of the Audit and Risk Committee meetings held on the 30th of July 2020 and also the 17th of September 2020 and the Audit and Risk Committee biannual report. And there's a two-part recommendation there, councillors.
So moved the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Grimble, thank you. Could you read that, please?
Certainly. The council received and note the minutes of the Audit and Risk Committee meetings held on the 30th of July 2020 and the 17th of December 2020. And receive and note the Audit and Risk Committee biannual report.
Good, thank you. Would someone like to second that, please? Councillor Clark, good. Is the motion opposed? Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion or ask a question? Nothing heard. Oh, Councillor Grimble, you can, it's over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I just wanted to, once again, and there was an opportunity for yourself and I just to acknowledge the work of the committee and the audit committee, the auditors and all those people involved in that group. As you'd appreciate, the work of the audit and risk committee is quite diverse, but it's a very important element of what council do. And I would like to thank them for the work they do and wish them all the best ongoing, because clearly there'll be a change in the makeup of that group through the retirement or the change in status from yourself, Mr. Mayor, and myself being councillor representatives on that group. But I do wish them well, and the newly appointed council will constitute the balance of that group. So wish them well and thank them for their work.
Good. Thank you, Councillor Grimble. I agree with that. Councillor Clark, is there anything you'd like to say?
I'd just like to acknowledge Councillor Grimble, and I think he spent all of his council life on the audit committee for many years. So I was involved right back 2008 when we set it up, and it's a very important committee for our council. And you've got the internal audit committee, which are made up of staff members and directors. They do an enormous amount of work to actually carry out the requests of the audit committee, the external audit committee as well. So it's a really important task that's held of great importance to the council and to the community, to make sure that everything we do, and that's every policy and everything we do within the council, is audited and clearly understood and clearly documented, so that we can continually improve what we do. It's not just about finances, it's about just about everything we do in this council. So it's a really important committee, and I commend Councillor Grimble for the years that he spent on that committee, and thank him for his time, and thank all those who give up their time to attend those meetings as well.
Okay, good. Thank you, Councillor Clark. Are there any other speakers? I certainly agree with what's been said tonight. I'm now going to put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. We move now to item 9.11, which is the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for September 2020. The recommendation there, if someone would like to move that, Councillor Grimble. I'd like to read that, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that Council receive and note the Chief Executive Operational Report for September 2020 and invite the CEO to talk to his report, please.
Would someone like to second that, please? Councillor Goulburn. Mr. Buller.
Thank you, Mayor. So I'll touch on a couple of things. Firstly, the Rural Councils Corporate Collaboration Project, the councillors, which you know is a joint initiative of six councils in Wimmera and Mallee region. So that's finally taking off. So we are actually in the market right now seeking expressions of interest from suppliers of technology for six councils, which effectively would enable us to share our corporate services delivery. So that progress project is, that process is in full swing at the moment. And on top of that, we've also issued a couple of other requests for tenders to enlist the support of some professional services. I'll also touch on the City Oval Soil Park Community Reference Group. So this is the one of the seven sub-precincts councillors, as you know, in the City to River Master Plan. We recently invited expressions of interest from the members of the community to form a community reference group, similar to what we did with the River Activation Precinct. And as you know, councillors, last week you endorsed the the concept plan for that sub-precinct. So the intention is to run a very similar process through very comprehensive engagement with the reference group to guide the development of the detailed design and schematic designs for the City Oval and Sawyer Park sub-precinct. We also recently met, that's the Mayor, Mr. Martin and myself, we met with Regional Roads Victoria, so this is part of our regular catch-ups to see how we are travelling with our different projects and initiatives. So there are a few things we touched on. If I could just pick up on a couple, Mr. Mayor. So firstly, the alternative truck route, and as you know, the in the budget, you know, you allocated $100,000 to commence the investigation of the route, and we've been seeking a similar sort of contribution from Regional Roads Victoria. And while the contribution hasn't been confirmed, they are currently in the process of reallocating some of the money, and they've already got assigned for the bypass planning. So it'd be good to get that confirmed soon so that the investigation of the truck route can begin. We also touched on the Stall Road intersection, which we all know has been an issue or is an ongoing issue for us, and also a number of other intersections, you know, in especially in the urban area of Horsham, you know, which have been highlighted as of concern through the transport plan. And lastly, councillors, the Horsham Youth Council. So they've actually come up this this idea of creating a time capsule. And so they're asking the young people in the region to write letters or journals about how they feel due to the impact of the COVID-19 or the closures. And the idea is to install the time capsule at the station building, which is the formerly the Nexus building. And in 10 years' time, you know, when all these letters will then be opened as a sort of a mark of reflection as to what we all went or still going through with COVID-19. So they're just a few highlights from my report, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Grimbles, do you have any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to create the final opportunity of thanking our CDO, Mr. Bella, for producing a regular ongoing operational report. I think it's a good attachment to the agenda. It shows a high-level snapshot of some of the work and the variation of work that local government does, and indeed the work of the CEO and in consultation with Mayor on behalf of the organisation. So I hope that the new council see fit to continue seeing an operational report, because it does give an opportunity for the broader community to see some of the work, but particularly around the advocacy work and the work that might not always be known, but it's an opportunity to flesh out publicly what the organisation's doing and what they're doing in line with some of the key strategic work and what's currently sitting in our council plan. So on my final last meeting, Mr. Bell, I appreciate your operational report and the reports you provide over the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Golvin.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to make comment on what Mr. Bell has already commented on about the Youth Council and the idea that they've come up with for the capsule project. I just thought that was a really good one. And as a teacher, it's something that we're constantly trying to get our students to do. So it's good that Youth Council has come up with something that's, that I think is a really good reflection of this, well, this year and a bit of last year and the way forward. So that's good.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to take this opportunity to also thank Mr. Bala for the enormous amount of work he's done for this community and for this council. He's really modernised this council and brought lots of new ideas into the way that it's structured. These reports reflect a lot of the work that he does, but I think there's a lot of work underneath that we don't see, and I think the community should recognise the work that a CEO does for a community like this, and it's really important. I believe that the main job of this council is to employ their CEO, and I think we did extremely well. It was a seven vote, full vote, but everyone agreed that councillor, that Mr. Barlow was the right choice, and I don't think any of us have regretted it. So congratulations, Mr. Barlow, on the wonderful work you do for this council and for our community.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Yeah, that's so generous.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Are there any other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. We move down to item 10, which is council reports and acknowledgements. Can someone please move that we suspend standing orders? Which has been moved by Councillor Power and Councillor Clark. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. The council is carried. Can someone please move that we receive the reports? Moved by Councillor Clark and seconded by Councillor Goulburn. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Okay, we move now to item 13, which is procedural business. The purpose of this agenda item is to receive and note the following council committee minutes, and the one that's listed there is the Aquatic Centre Advisory Committee. Would someone like to move, please, the recommendation as listed? Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That council receive and note the agenda items 13.1, assembly of councillors, records of meetings, 13.2, sealing of documents, 13.3, inward correspondence, 13.4, council committee minutes.
Okay, and someone like to second that, please? Seconded by Councillor Goulburn. I'd like to speak to this. Councillor Clark, is there anything you'd like to say?
No, Mr. Mayor, it's fine.
Councillor Goulburn? No. Mr. O'Brien, I had a question, please, relating to the Aquatic Centre. I'm just wondering if you can, I know there's been a bit of activity there the last few weeks, so I'm just wondering if you could just give a broad brush update of what's been happening at the site while it's been closed and also when it might open, please.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So we've got a new concourse around the indoor pool within the facility. So the concourse has served us well since the opening of the facility, and it was due for replacement. You might have seen some of the social media on the concourse. It's got a very very interesting design. It stands out. It's quite different. So that's really given a great lift to that particular facility, and looking forward to seeing it a bit more close up and personal once we're able to, with COVID, as COVID restrictions hopefully ease. The ramp, there's a new ramp works happening at the front of the building. So we had an assessment done of the access to the facility when we did the master plan back in 2016. One of the areas of an issue that was identified at the time was the compliance with the access ramp. So a new ramp is being developed now to improve access into the facility. So that's really, really important. Currently, we're still unable to open any of the indoor type facilities at the Aquatic Centre, but we can actually consider opening the outdoor pool. The outdoor pool is not normally open to the third week in November. The issue we've got is opening up that outdoor pool in isolation of the rest of the facility. So we're having some discussions with YMCA about what that looks like, around from a cost perspective. And because it also is restricted, there's not an opportunity to do recreation swimming. It's to do lane swimming, lap swimming as such. Also looking potentially at some group fitness alongside that. So the other thing of the outdoor pool, of course, it takes a while to get the solar benefits to start heating it up. And so with with the current season, it's pretty cool. So it does take a while to get to a stage where, it's, apart from if you've got wetsuits or you're doing lap swimming to get the benefits. So there's a few issues around that. And our CEO, myself, have had some discussions around what that's looking like, and giving further considerations around the opportunity as it presents itself as part of the recent announcements by the state government.
No worries. All right. Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Any other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against, that's carried. Thank you. Okay, we move to item 15, confidential matters. There are confidential matters on the agenda for consideration.
I think, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Grenville's trying to speak, but his voice is not being heard. His speaker is not working.
Can't hear you, Councillor Grenville. No, I can't hear you. I'm just about to. Can you hear me, Councillor Grenville?
I can hear you. Yes.
Right. I'm just about to close the meeting, so I'm going to read what's before me, and then we'll close the meeting, and then open the confidential part. I can't understand him. So, what you could do is if you disconnect and then try to come back in. Yeah. So we'll wait for you if you want to disconnect and try to come back in. Councillor Grenville.
Mr. Mayor, can you hear me now?
Perfectly. Thank you.
I'm not sure what happened there, but I do have a question, Mr. O'Brien, just in relation to the building maintenance and. There's a note in there around the visibility of the war memorial signage. Does that need to be addressed or is that being addressed? Is it a problem or is it not a problem or what's proposed there? Thank you.
Through Mr. Mayor, yes, there's been some issues associated with the outdoor pool works regarding the visibility of the sign. So Brett Ellis, our facilities coordinator, is addressing that issue that was raised around the prominence of the signage of the sign as a result of those works. So it's something we're currently rectifying.
Okay. So do you know what's proposed? What the remedy for that is, or is that work in progress?
Well, I understand it's a relocation, but I'm not sure whether it actually includes a different type of sign as well. But I can follow up the details around that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Councillor Grenville. We move now to item 15, which is confidential matters. There are confidential items on the agenda for consideration tonight. I now advise that the meeting will close to the public so that we can move into confidential matters. Also advise that when the meeting moves into confidential matters, we will be moving to a different platform. I'll be asking each attendee to confirm that where they are participating from is secure and to ensure that the deliberations are confidential. Can someone now move that the council meeting closes to consider moves into confidential matter? Sorry, I'll say that again. Can someone now move that the council meeting closes for us to consider... One more try. Can someone now move that the council meeting closes to consider matters in confidential matters? Sorry. Moved by Councillor Power. Thank you. And seconded by Councillor Koenig. Thank you. All those in favour? Against, that's carried. And that concludes our live stream broadcast this evening. Thank you.